You're listening to SBS News.
Qantas is ranked among the world's safest airlines, but it's assessing whether all its planes are fit to fly. A recent audit of 33 of its 737NG planes discovered hairline cracks in three of them. Qantas domestic CEO Andrew David says each had completed around 27,000 cycles of landings and takeoffs.
We have grounded those three aircraft as a result, and we are working with the Civil Aviation Safety Authority of Australia and Boeing to get those three aircraft back in the air. It is a complex process. We expect it to take through to the end of the calendar year to get those three aircraft flying again.
The cracks were found in what's called the pickle fork structure, a part that attaches the plane's fuselage to the wing. A global maintenance order was issued by aviation authorities last month after the same defect was discovered in 38 Boeing jets worldwide. Andrew David says Qantas is taking no chances.
Qantas will never fly a plane if we do not believe it is safe to do so. Our entire reputation, our brand is built on our safety record.
Qantas has vowed to minimise any impact on customers. Meanwhile, Virgin Australia has also inspected 19 of its planes and did not find any cracks. The inspections were carried out on all 737s with more than 22,600 flights, but some industry experts aren't convinced. Federal Secretary of Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association Steve Pavinas has again urged Qantas to immediately ground its younger planes until they too can be checked.
The checks on these aircraft take less than an hour each, and they could finish them by the end of today. But they will not look at those aircraft because they haven't been ordered to, and that's the key thing here. Qantas are not ahead of the game. They will not check these planes because they know very well if they find another cracked aircraft, it will be out of service until the end of the year as well, and that will cost them money.
Qantas has slammed the request as irresponsible and says its confidence in Boeing remains, despite the company's newer 737 MAX model also grounded globally after the flight control system caused two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia last year. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.